Beethoven's music for string quartet spans nearly his entire life, starting with a set of 6 quartets, which he wrote when he was in his 20s.
Here was Beethoven, new to Vienna, bristling with character and talent and a desire to prove himself. From a pretty early age, he had an idea of himself as somebody important in history, somebody who would make a mark and be remembered. And I believe when he sat down to compose, he had this in mind. And so it was quite quickly that he began to push the boundaries of what the string quartet and what music was expressing. He began to write music that was of a bigger scope than Mozart and Haydn had in their string quartets. He began to write music that was more abrupt in its changes of character.
Beethoven's final works were for string quartet, and these late works found him preoccupied with the past, especially the style of Johann Sebastian Bach, while also being daringly experimental and intensely emotional. And by this point, he could no longer hear.
All of the late period works, I think, were written in this state of mind. Of course, everyone understands what a loss it would be, but especially so for a musician to lose his hearing. For most people, thinking of Beethoven's deafness, they think of how hard it would be to compose if you're deaf. Actually, I think most people don't understand the level, the magnitude of Beethoven's genius. Actually, I think for him to compose as a deaf person was not the great challenge. I think he could easily conceive in perfect detail and reality what the music would sound like. To hear the harmonies in his mind was probably child's play for somebody so brilliant. I think the more significant thing about his deafness is how bereft he was left. He was not a man of great social skill, and he did not form friendships easily. And I think it was the emotional loss that's the most significant thing about his deafness, rather than the feat of being able to compose as a deaf man.
Over the next year, they were playing all of Beethoven's quartets in a series of concerts throughout the region.
His development as an artist is chronicled in these string quartets, and every single one of them is a masterpiece. They're no less great than any of his symphonies, his piano sonatas, other chamber music. They represent the pinnacle not only of what Beethoven was able to accomplish, I would say they're a pinnacle of what humanity has been able to accomplish. So to delve into these works with the kind of commitment and detail that we're attempting to apply is endlessly rewarding. Thank you.